going on, man? Welcome to Biceps and Mindset 2.0. I hope you're well. My name is Quentin. I'm your host today. So I will invite you always to watch the podcast using the video file if you can. So whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Spotify, but I found it more entertaining. It's because if you're looking at me right now, it's not the usual setup. I'm not in a hotel room either. I'm in my living room. I'm renting this place currently, only for a couple more months, but I have a few updates to give you. First thing first, so I didn't want today to use the normal mic. I wanted to get myself into some discomfort. I didn't want to use the normal, very stable mic. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just put the camera. I'm going to walk around with my little mic in my hand, and that's it, because I could also ping that little mic on my chest, but I just don't want to do it. I just want to chill. I just want to chill today. So I hope you don't mind. I hope you guys are well. And I want to thank you so freaking much for the support, because I know that 90% of you guys are French at the moment. And the other people from other countries are coming in very slowly. And I do appreciate it, because as you know, it's not an easy move. Coming from a French background, 100%. It's hard to go from one day doing all the content in French, the day after that, all the content in English, and I could not be happier with the amount of people that actually followed me through that journey, because it's not easy. I'm just asking you from one day to the next to understand a new language that you've probably have no experience whatsoever with. So I appreciate you guys. But there is something I need to tell you also, is my views on the podcast. I don't mean on YouTube. That YouTube channel is new. I don't even know where it's going, to be fair. It's too much. And it's something I will be talking about today. Because today it's like the journal de bord, you know. I don't think they have an English word for this. I don't think so. I think it's French, but it's... never mind. A few things to attack. Today I have five topics to talk with you. So first thing first, my views on the podcast, they fell completely. My listens, would say, instead of views, they fell about divided by 2/3. But you know what? It's the game. And you know what also? I don't give a shit. And I've stopped looking at metrics because I do it for myself. I don't make money out of it. Like I was saying, it's just... I have fun. I try to not put any pressure whatsoever on me. I know I take it as a new experience. I felt the need to speak more in English because I felt like I was speaking too much in French, and I don't live in France anymore, and I don't intend to go back ever as a meaning of living. For visiting, yeah, I will be going back. But to live, never ever. So that's why I wondered, you know what, like, challenge yourself. Make the content in English. Have some people follow you for this, whether they're from France or any other countries, and you'll see what it brings you. And that's it. It's just to have some fun. Because as you know, the main business I work with is the protein business, is Sync. So I just, this is something else. This is just me and you having a conversation, you practicing your English if you're struggling with it. But that's pretty much it. But today I have five different topics to talk with you. And the first one is mental health. And that's something that's immensely overlooked and not enough talked about, in my opinion, because very recently, what happened to me is a mental breakdown. Let me explain real quick. So as you can see, I can still walk around. I love it. Okay. I walk around in the living room, you know. So it was very exciting to me to make that switch. I was bored on social media. That's not a platform that's making me a lot of money. Like I was telling you, it's just a little bit extra cash every month, but it's just a little bit. But to me, in order to feel better, I felt like doing all that stuff in English was going to fill me up more. And it does. Like, don't get mistaken. It does. But something that I did not really anticipate was the amount of work I was going to have to do. And, in order to develop something new like this. Because let me put you back into context. I was on social media, so I had that YouTube channel, roughly 8,000 followers. Nothing crazy. I've never boomed on social media, 20,000 on Instagram. But then all of a sudden, I'm just like, all right, let's start over and do it again and do everything in English. So by doing this, I already had a lot of work. You know, like Sync, as you know, the protein company I co-founded in 2018, it's a big business. So it's taking me about half my time right now. So the other half is like my training, doing stuff for Instagram, taking care of the people in the Hybrid Pump Club, aka Hybrid Training Club, you know, like my coaching business, my my fun business. This is the fun, this is the passion business, this is the community, this is, I love it. This is great. But besides this, going back to zero on the podcast, like, don't get me wrong, I also built like a solid following on the podcast. You guys are proof of it. But most of them, the one that only spoke French, they just gave up on me. They just left. I just lost all these people that I entertained for years. So this is pressure, additional pressure. And then I was, because I announced it, that's also the thing. Like I announced it. I was like, guys, from now on, I'm going fully in English. I'm going to make a new podcast. I'm going to make a new YouTube channel. You'll see every week. I'm going to be posting stuff at the gym and stuff. But then something happened. I'm just way over my head and I'm biting more than I can chew. And with that feeling, man, I felt overwhelmed badly, because obviously when you make that kind of switch, your following goes down. You're like super pumped, I'm going to make more content and stuff, but your following goes down. Like I can't tell you how many followers I've lost on Instagram. And then creating a new YouTube channel that you don't have really time to make for, it's painful mentally, because making like YouTube videos, like YouTube in general, is a whole different ball game. You have to commit 100% if you want to make it on YouTube, and I just can't. I just cannot, and I don't want to be fair. Like I'm 33. I have a lot of stuff happening in my life, and very recently I was like, you know what? I feel so overwhelmed by everything I have to do, everything I told everybody I was going to do, that I don't see even myself having a girlfriend right now, because I could not even handle a relationship. Imagine this, like love should be a kind of a priority in your life. Like obviously you need a few different factors to fulfill your life. Relationships, I mean, business, health, stuff like this, but love is a big one. And that's a big one missing in my life right now, because I didn't make any time for it whatsoever. And I'm just like, okay, but I told people I was going to make YouTube videos now. I told people I was going to make a new podcast in English. I told them I was going to do this and this. And dude, man, I had a massive mental breakdown. Like I was questioning my whole life. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what the fuck am I doing? And with this message, I'm just trying to bring awareness to it, because I want you to, if you feel like shit, talk to someone. If there's something like this, talk to someone. And by me saying this to you right now, I started working with a mindset coach, believe it or not. It feels even more overwhelming because I'm paying this guy. Like, he's a great guy, but I'm paying him. So it's additional pressure I'm putting on myself, but I'm convinced that's work I need to do in order to get better. But what I mean is mental health, man. But all of this to say that the YouTube channel I've created, maybe you are watching this video right now on this YouTube channel, I don't know where it's going to happen with it. I don't want to make any fake promises. I don't want to commit to anything. I'm still getting new followers on my French channel, believe it or not, even though I'm not uploading at all. And it's even paying me some AdSense money every month. So go figure. But I said what I said. Like, I'm not going to go back and make French videos. That would be against the point. That would be looking for the easy way. Because I committed to this. I said, from now on, it's fully in English. I just can't make time anyways to do both, but I don't want to do both. I want to help the people understand me. I mean, I want to inspire the French people to speak English, but I also want to help the other people that don't speak French. I want to help them train better. I want them to find a community. Believe it or not, I also thought about something else, is to target expats. That's something completely, like, I wasn't even meant to talk about this, but I was just like, you know what? I'm an expat. Why not targeting expats from all over the world? You know why? Because when somebody doesn't tell, and I mean, anybody, nobody does tell you this. Sorry, let me rephrase this. Nobody's telling you this, but even though from the outside, an expat life sounds like paradise, there's something they don't tell you. It's the isolation, man. Because look at me. Like, you're like, yeah, he lives in the sun. He can do whatever. He works online. But that's very true. And I can pretty much also live wherever I want. But I don't have my circle anymore. I don't have friends. Like, this is very challenging when you think of it. And this is the biggest downside of being an expat. So I was just like, you know what? Just make it a community, a mission to create that community for expats home away from home. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is a great idea, but we'll see. Like, this is not the main point. But I want the Hybrid Club, Hybrid Pump Club app, because that's going to be releasing soon. And that's the next point I want to talk about with you. The Hybrid Pump app. I wanted to make it for everybody, but I also want to the expats to find some kind of home and community within that app, because maybe they're not that they're feeling like me. Maybe they feel like me. They are far away from home. They don't really have a close circle, and they're looking for people like-minded. And this is, I'd say, why the hell not? What do you think of it? Let me know. You know what? Let me know. There's also a quick point. In the description, you will find a link. It's called SpeakPipe, something like this. You will be able now to ask me questions on a microphone. So you talk to the microphone. You can do it in French. You can do it in English. I don't care. I understand those two. You can do it in Spanish, but that's all. I can't go any further than this. And I can reply to this question on the podcast on another episode at some point. I think it's very cool. This way you actually speak to me instead of just sending me a written message. So I like that. So thank you very much for this. Let me see how long we've been. How long are we even recording? 12 minutes. Okay, 12 minutes. Plenty of time. That's all right. I just don't want to make those episodes way too long. I'd say about 20, 25 minutes is a maximum. So we'll try to make it concise, because it's a new, even for me, it takes more effort right now because this is not my mother tongue, but I need to be as efficient as possible. And it's also good practice for me. The hybrid app, fucking hell, man. The hybrid app. So it's a default we have in France. Sometimes you add an H where there's no H, and sometimes you don't pronounce the H when there is an H. Confusion, man, confusion. This is how we're born. This is who we are. So as you may have known, I've been in the work for 18 months in order to develop an app. I wanted my own app. Like, don't ask me why. I'm very good at product development. So I was just like, let me make my own. I don't care about white labeling. Some people, for some people, it's great options. And there are tons of good options out there. You can use so many of those when you're a coach. But this is just not who I am. I wanted my customization. I wanted my functionalities. I wanted the ability to develop something on the top if the need was felt for. Stuff like this. So I did that. But it was way harder than I thought. Way harder than I thought. It took me 18 months to do something good, and it's not even done yet. And the worst part is Apple is rejecting the app version every single time we submit it to them. It's very frustrating, man. It's very frustrating. You have no idea. I've been promising the release of the app for weeks now, and it's still not out. And I'm really sorry about this. I'm going to make the best I can. And I work with a team, very competent people, and we're going to make it work. Because I think this project is... It's good for everybody. Like, it's going to be so much freaking fun for everybody. We're going to be connecting with one another. To me, it's not a fitness app. It's a community based fitness app. Like, it's like you were going to CrossFit, but online. So you connect with your peers every day, whenever you want. You can DM them. You can talk to me. You can even have live calls with me every week. So it's freaking amazing, man. I just love it. I love it. But it's very challenging. So I will get into more details about the app when it's going to be released. I'll show you everything. I'll show you how it works. I'll show you everything, bro. Like, it's going to be so much fun. It cost me $20,000 also. This is something I didn't expect when I first got started. So But I always think about this thing, man. When I face that kind of challenge, adversity, I'm just like, you know what? If it was easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would do it. So every time I remind myself of this sentence, it makes me feel better. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not anybody. So let's do it. Let's do it. I'm unique. You're unique as well. Let's do it. You know, that's it. But if I were to know it was going to be that complicated when I first got started, would I have done it? Maybe not. I don't know, bro. I don't know. So that's all I can tell you right now about the app. I'll still put the link in description if you want to jump on the 14-day free trial in order to help me debunk the bugs. There will be bugs at first for sure, so you can help me debunk them. I'll be very grateful. It's completely free. You don't need to put a credit card, like I was saying in the previous episode. You don't need to put any credit cards. You just can subscribe for 2 weeks and that's it. Like it's free. So please help me out. Thank you so much. Next point, you might be wondering, if you're looking at me through the camera, my arm is fucked. Yeah, it's disgusting. If you're only discovering me right now, I've been removing my whole arm sleeve for now nearly 2 years. It's painful as I'll get closer to the camera so you can have a look, but it's disgusting. Like it looks, it's very, there's a lot of blood. But it is what it is. And I don't think many people are doing videos on tattoo removals. Actually, I was looking online before starting mine and it was not many people. I'm not going to get into the details why I decided to remove them because I've already made episodes about this. Well, it was in French. So maybe if needed, maybe I'll talk about it in English, but not now. But what I could see, though, is more and more people are looking to remove the tattoos. I think that's fair enough because tattoos were a trend and are still a trend. And at some point, your mindset grow, your life changes, and your needs, your wants, they change as well. And you don't really relate to what you have tattooed on your skin anymore and you want it gone. And this is something I should have thought before doing them, but it is what it is. Once again, it's done. So now I assume my mistake, I need to fix it, and that's about it. So that was my last session. Last session of the year. Let me precise this because usually, if you want more information on this, you do a session about every 6 to 8 weeks. After that time, basically the laser is making holes, little holes into the ink for your body to be able to get rid of it through the lymphatic system. And it's just a natural process. Your body will do it for you. So that's very convenient. But you need time. It needs a lot of time in order to actually remove this. And it's very frustrating. It's very long. And whenever you do a session, it's very disabling. Like, for example, I've done it yesterday. I couldn't move all day. Like, my arm is very stiff. I need to keep it hydrated. I can't train for like 3-4 days after a session. Like, I'm literally in my house right now. Outside, it's super sunny. I can't even put my arm outside under the sun. Like, it's dangerous. So that's... that's very annoying. So it's something to keep in mind if you want to remove some tattoos. But again, it's the game. Like if you want to do it, just do it. But there will be consequences. But what I mean by it's my last session, my arm or whatever piece of skin that you decide to remove your tattoo will need a lot of time to heal, but it's been 2 years since my arm actually saw the light of sun. And it needs sun in order to regenerate. And it needs to rest, just need some rest. And whenever you do a session every 6 or 8 weeks, like your body's in a constant state of like fighting the inflammation all the time. Like it's very, very damaging for your skin. So today is April 23rd, I think. So my tattoo removal guy told me, you know what, like, let's cancel the next session because I was meant to do one more and then rest for the whole summer. But he said, let's rest from now on. Let your arm breathe. In 2 weeks, you can start tanning on it. And by the fact that it will be tanning, it will be regenerating and it will be eliminating the tattoo as well faster. And so this way you'll wait and you'll come back to me next winter. And you'll see that it would feel like you've had 3 more sessions because the tattoo is going to disappear over time. So when he told me that, man, I was so glad. I was so fucking happy because it's mentally exhausting. Exhausting. Like, it's so challenging. Besides the fact that it's killing your wallet as well, because it's costing me 300 euros per session. So it's a lot of money. Every 2 months, not even. And it's like I was saying, very, very disabling. That's the last one. So hopefully the last time you see me, maybe not on camera like this, but during the summer, I should be able to finally tan. Because if you've seen me a lot at the gym with a sleeve, I was wearing a sleeve like a LeBron James sleeve, plus a piece of cloth, like a piece of t-shirt to cover my shoulder because I like wearing tank tops. Dude, that was very, that looks goofy. But again, if you got yourself into it, I'm saying this now because you've been more and more people DMing me on Instagram telling me, oh, dude, I've just discovered you because I was looking for tattoo removal videos. And that's very inspiring because I want to do it, but I was very scared. And thanks to your story, now I feel like I will do it. So if I can inspire you guys on that side of things as well, well, this is great because I'm not here for this at first. I'm an expat that does fitness, basically. But if I can help you with tattoo removals, so be it. Like, if you have any questions with it, just let me know that in the comments because I'll be happy to help. Damn, you know, I can't even bend my arm. I was looking at my... Yeah, there's just a few things. Let me know how long we have. It's always... I like this kind of format because it's like I was saying, it's just a journal. It's a diary. It's a diary. I would call it the diary of a fitness expat. If Biceps and Mindset was not a better name to me, I would call it this. Diary of a fitness digital nomad. Probably like something like this. I wanted to touch base real fast, real quick about the word hybrid. That's getting thrown everywhere now. Everybody is a hybrid athlete. This pisses me off. This pisses me off so freaking much. On every single account I follow, even an account that I've known for years that used to just do bodybuilding or CrossFit or whatever, now on their bio, everybody is like hybrid training, hybrid athlete. Why? Because they think they just lift weights and run? That's the most common answer I get nowadays. Oh, yeah, I lift weights, but I run as well, so I'm a hybrid athlete. Dude, I'm so frustrated with this word. You have no idea because I have history with this word. I've been using this word since 2017 and it was not about running and lifting. And that's why I don't lie, because I've been using those. Like, my concept is the hybrid pump. It was not because we run. Like, we run, yes, but part of a whole thing. Running is not a major part of the training. This is what I don't like. Hybrid, basically, if you go to the origin of it, hybrid just means bastard, which means like cross. It just means different things mixed up together. That's all it means. So you could be a swimmer and you lift weights, but you don't run. And technically, you're hybrid training, you're a hybrid athlete. You could do CrossFit and technically, you're a hybrid athlete. Because CrossFit is already hybrid, man. CrossFit is mixing conditioning, gymnastics and weightlifting. This is hybrid. See, like, this word is not new, but everybody nowadays is a hybrid athlete and think that being hybrid is the solution. Oh yeah, now I'm gonna lift weights and run. But dude, you can be a hybrid athlete if you don't run. Like, who gives a shit? Like, it's just a little rant, just real quick, because it pisses me off that everybody is just taking my word. Dude, 2017. Everybody's popping up with new stuff in 2024, being like, oh, I created a hybrid thing. I even bumped into somebody from the UK that's calling his coaching system the hybrid club. I was just like, fucking hell, man. I've had the hybrid training club for years. But anyways, it had to happen. It had to happen. Like, it's maybe an opportunity for me because I didn't come up with the hybrid training style. There's no hybrid training style. It's something you really need to understand as well. There's no hybrid training style. Hybrid means anything and everything, because hybrid is just a mix of different things. It's like a hybrid car. Hybrid car does a little bit of gas, a little bit of electricity. It's a hybrid car. See what I mean? Like, this is this is getting out of hand, and this is pissing me off, because nowadays everybody just want to renew themselves. And they're like, oh yeah, but I used to be a bodybuilder. Oh no, I'm a hybrid trainer, because I fucking lift weights and I run. Yeah, good for you, man. But you haven't created anything. Like, you haven't, it's not rocket science, you know? Well, I should stop with this, because this is getting out of hand. Lastly, I want to touch word real quick about traveling. Well, first and foremost, I invite every single one of you to travel. As you know, I love traveling. I think it's great. But also, it really depends on what you want in life. It depends what you want to be doing, and it depends on what age you are right now as well, because my vision of traveling has changed not so long ago. Because, you know, I was telling you, because if you don't really know me, like, when I was 22, I moved to the USA, stayed 6 months, then I moved to Australia, stayed 2.5 years, then I moved to the UK for 6 months, and I moved to Dubai, but just real quick, because I was exploring opportunities. Then I moved to France, then I moved to Valencia, Spain. Like, I moved around like this without going on holidays. I traveled to become a local, and I loved that about it, and it was becoming kind of a part of my identity. And earlier this year, I was telling you that I was going to go to Canada for like 3 months, and then the US for like 3 months, and then another place for like 3 months. And that sounded very cool. But when I started second guessing this, and I was like, you know what? What I'm looking now is also stability, because it's really fun to move around for like month and month and month and just leave with a backpack and just a couple bags and put everything in there and that's it. It's fun. But at some point, you need to create something for yourself. Like, you need to set, I don't like that word, but settle at some point. Because I'm like, I'm 33. I'm going to turn 34 literally in 2 months. And I'm still single. And it's not a bad thing to be single. But with the lifestyle I have, it's impossible to actually find somebody. Because nobody is going to be able to, at this stage, to follow exactly what I want to be doing. So I know I told a lot of you guys that I was going to go move to Canada, Montreal, literally at the beginning of June. I actually postponed that. So it's only going to be from the beginning of August now. I'm only going to go for a month, and I'm going to take it as a holiday. I don't want to be moving, like, kind of like I was saying before, but I'll be there for a month. That's going to be a good time. And then I'll go to another place. I won't tell you just now. It's a place I have in my mind. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I'm going to stay like, I don't know, 45 days, 60 days. I have no clue. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to take it out with me. But for now, we're staying in Valencia in Spain until the end of July. And because that's my home. That's where I want to stay. That's where I'm thinking, if I buy a house, I might buy it here, you know? So that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much everything I wanted to tell you. It was a very quick, short point about skydiving. Because I went skydiving last week for the first time in my life. And if you've never done it, it's scary as fuck. You should do it. But it's very, very scary, man. How long have we been talking? We've been talking for 28 minutes. What did I just say? What did I just say? I wanted to make it 20 minutes. Well, that's my bad. Well, go skydiving. So I can tell you. Thank you so much if you stuck around all the way through with me today. I was just me having a conversation with you. And that's as simple as this. I know on YouTube, well, I don't even care about YouTube, man. It's better to do short form shit, but I just want to have a conversation. This is kind of, like I was saying, this is my diary. This is my thoughts at this very moment, and I want to keep track on it. Rather than putting out vlogs, I'd rather do conversations, diaries, because this is what I'm good at, but this is also something I can do like this, without having too much preparation, just a couple of bullet points, and I just get my point across. And that's it. If you want to follow the journey, subscribe to the podcast or to YouTube. Thank you so much. If that brings any type of value for you, thank you so much. If you want to, like I was saying earlier, join the 14-day trial. It's completely free, nothing, no credit card, no nothing, to try the app and help me debunk the bugs. Appreciate you guys, and you'll love the app. I'm loving it. It's great. And hopefully it will be, Apple will let us release the app really, really soon. I think that's about it, man. Thank you so much. you have any questions, you know to find where to find me. And if you want to ask a question for the podcast, link below. Speak pipe. That's it. I think I'm done. See you soon. Peace.